Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second, grab your phone, and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free, and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. We're going to be talking today in our midweek update about a bunch of different subjects here. First off, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that we're seeing out there state to state here in the United States. If you're listening outside the U.S., this won't make as much of a difference, but I want homeowners, contractors out there to start paying attention really to what you're seeing in state by state codes. For instance, this year in Oregon, they just passed here, just a few weeks ago, the Oregon Building Code Division Residential Manufactured Structures Board voted to approve a package of updates to the state residential energy code, including a requirement that all new homes be built with energy efficient heat pumps instead of ducted air conditioning. So, for instance, in Oregon, the war on gas continues. They have now made it so if you're building a new building, you are going to have to use heat pump technology, and that gas furnace that you wanted so badly is not going to be available. So that is some of the new stuff that we're starting to see here state by state. And I think that's interesting. I mean, I do get that there's some energy savings there, but I also think if you want to pay more, or quite frankly, if you want to use gas, it shouldn't be an issue. So I've kind of got a problem with choice there. If I'm building my own home, don't tell me what I can put in there and what I can't. Even though I do like energy efficiency, I don't like it where they say, nope, you can't do it anymore. And this is one of those. So really pay attention out there to what you're seeing, what's happening in your state. There's a lot of different electrical codes that have changed. If you look at electrical code here in 2026, we're seeing a lot of things changing out there. You know, for instance, just a few years ago here, we started to see this coming up, and it's the case in many states out there. You used to have to put that outlet on the side of the island. Now that's against building code. So if you're building that new kitchen, you're not going to put an outlet on the side of the island. Before, they did it so you wouldn't have a long extension cord that went across a walkway. Now they've changed it because they had kids or anybody else catching the cord and pulling appliances down. So that's one of those things that you really have to be careful with out there. So again, we're seeing some of those big things happen. We're seeing real estate stuff change state to state. We're seeing a lot of different things out there. So it's kind of interesting to see what happens in our states, but pay attention to your area. California had some big ones. Texas had some big ones. So stay alert out there. These are things that could cost you money, and they're just happening quietly in the news. So attention to that. Next up here, I have the funniest recall that I've seen in a long time. I can't even say their name. Shenzhen Aji, whatever. Network Technology are recalling. Yes, these fools actually made this. Mail-to-mail extension cords due to risk of serious injury and death from electrocution and carbon monoxide poisoning hazard sold on Walmart.com. Yes, someone actually decided it was smart. They probably weren't from the U.S. to build a suicide cord or a widowmaker, which basically gives you a way to run a generator and backfeed into your house. These are so dangerous. And it's one of those things that if you unplug, somebody trips and hits that, you now have the prongs on the cord, which are exposed, and that is how you can have electrocution, fire, and death. Very simple. So yes, these people, they said they bought 200 of them, they sold on Walmart.com, and it's in their recall department. Someone is not paying attention to what's going on Walmart.com. Anybody with some kind of common sense should have went, hey, someone's going to die doing that. Not really smart. Not really smart at all. And another recall real quick. Bissell recalls over 1 million steam shot OmniRead steam cleaners due to risk of serious burn hazard from attachments. About 1.7 million of these, the recalled steam cleaners attachments can unexpectedly detach from the steam cleaners and expel hot water and steam onto users during use. So stop using these immediately and contact Bissell to receive new attachments. So they'll send you improved attachments that aren't going to come off there. So you can find all this information here at cpsc.gov/recalls. And that's the most of it right there. There's a few things out there. A lot of kids stuff as usual. Some mini power banks, that kind of stuff. But there's not a ton of it out there that is relative to what we're doing here. That's really the important ones that are there for most people in the home improvement space. Oh, there is one more. Sorry, there's Wibotics recalls robotic pool vacuums due to burn and fire hazards. The lithium ion battery in the recalled pool vacuums can overheat, posing fire burn hazards to consumers. So that's the last one there. All right. Well, I wanted to give you guys a quick update. Something we haven't talked a little bit about here, maybe a little things in the show, but we've been talking a little bit of behind the scenes. And for all you people listening to the podcast, I wanted to give you a quick little update of what we've been up to here on Around the House. You've heard Johnny and I talking about our Instabid.pro, but really what I'm working on right now, I'm building out our brand new studio space. Yes, we have found a building. We have some friends that have hooked us up with an amazing space that we're starting to do the build out at. And so we're going to have a whole brand new video space for shooting videos, for doing in-person interviews here for the show, and to be able to do all of our video, basically all of our podcast and radio stuff, so you can watch it on video. So this is going to be way fun. We've got a brand new build out. We've already got some great partners in this. You know, we've got companies like Park Rose Hardware that I work with a lot here locally in the Portland metro area. They're a local home improvement chain, which I love. Sheesh. I have so many great friends that are helping us out. Floor and Decor has got some material for us going in here on the walls, which is going to be a lot of fun. And of course, all the lumber's coming from my buddies over at Conrad Lumber. I love those guys. They are so cool. All I have to do is work with them, and it just puts a big smile on my face. They are the easiest guys to work with here. And just kind of my lumber go-to spot with those guys here in the Portland metro area. But got all these companies here helping us out. So we're going to build a super nice studio. I've even got a two-post lift going in, so we're going to do a little bit of automotive maintenance in there too as a side work. Not so much in the podcast, but you'll see some videos there too of doing some stuff and doing some fun projects that'll kind of relate to what you're doing out there as homeowners, as contractors, and everything else. So I'm super excited about that. So you'll see some videos coming out that about that pretty soon. And of course, still working with Cam Anderson. We've had some twists on his story. I think we'll have him coming up here soon. And I'll get him on the show and we'll talk a little bit about some of the twists and turns of his project. Like everybody's remodeling project, priorities change, things change. And this one's going to be a fun one. I can't wait to really get started on that. We've been doing so much work on the back end of that project. It's going to be fun when we get that one off the ground. So maybe I'll get him on the show here soon. We've got some great people coming up in the next coming weeks. You got to tune in. This is going to be a funny episode. We got Dude Dead coming on here in the next few weeks. We've got that one scheduled. So we're going to have a great time on the show. All right, everybody, I got to get to work here. It's tax day for everybody out there. So make sure you get those returns filed or extensions filed for all of you that are going, not going to happen today. Get that all knocked out so the government can get your money Or maybe you can get some of your own money back from the government for all you out there that are getting that return. And then you could put it in the bank or just use it to pay for the gas bill for when you go fill your car up right now with these crazy high gas prices. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. We got a great show coming up this weekend. I can't wait to share with you and some inspirational stories as well. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning into Around the House. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Around the House show. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite way to catch podcasts. Also, be sure to subscribe to our new YouTube channel, and you can find it at Around the House HQ, and ring that bell for updates. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We're all over the radio.
Hey, it's Eric G. with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.